Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino and Chris Fuller, helping you and people across the globe live life to the fullest. Our focus is on you, so you can be your best and create the life you deserve. Visit us at besteveryou.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. I'm Elizabeth Hamilton Garino here with the amazing Chris Fuller. We're in Maine and British Columbia, and well, I'm just going to say it. You might hear a little change in my voice. I have been, as Chris knows, struggling with COVID for a month, and so we're here, right, Chris? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning and good afternoon, depending on where you are. And yes, of course, it's the beautiful American Thanksgiving this weekend, so I'm sure many of our listeners have out their stuff to make pies and turkeys and sweet potatoes and whatever your family favorite recipes are and all of that. But yes, Elizabeth and a few other members of your family also had the scary diagnosis of COVID, and you guys are on the mend now, but it was a slow go.
It was a real slow go. Yeah, we started not feeling well about November 1st, and we got tested right away. We're like, oh, wow, the symptoms are kind of here, because none of us could taste or smell, and all four of us went down with it. And, it's a little bit brutal. It's breathing. You can't taste, smell. It's tricky to breathe. There's a good cough with it and a definite fever and chills and all this stuff. It's like everybody's like, oh, it's like the flu. Kind of, but not. The breathing is tricky.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's vaccinated. So I'm grateful. I am very grateful that we got vaccinated and this wasn't worse than it is. And my husband had the booster, too. And you're vaccinated as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
And so when we were talking about doing this show, we're leading up here to Thanksgiving. And obviously, it's a perfect time to circle back to what things are you thankful for in your life. And so pre-show, Elizabeth and I were chatting. We were like, oh, well, this will be perfect because we both have just in our regular life things to be thankful for. But this year, exceptionally more because you guys are on the mend. And so it's a moment to be thankful for family and health and togetherness. And that is just a beautiful feeling when you have that.
Yeah. And you're together with somebody. Little furry, beautiful creature there.
Yes, I am. So my cat, Mia, she and I, when I moved house in July, so like 3-4 months ago, we had to spend a month at my sister's house waiting for possession dates. And during that time, she took a little wander away. And I wasn't worried. It was the summer and neighbors had seen her. And my sister and I were confident she would just circle back to my sister's. And she never did. And these neighbors kept seeing her, and I had sort of put out flyers in the neighborhood. And now the snow has fallen, and I still haven't got her back. But after the snow fell, I was able to, like, go out like a cat detective and follow her cat tracks and see where she had gone, which led me to a place where there was mini paw tracks. And I borrowed a live trap from a friend. So just you put food in it, and then she goes in, and a little spring shuts the door, and then she's in there. And eventually, after 3 days of snow, she went in for the food because I think the thing is, in the summer and fall, she'd been mousing. She's an indoor-outdoor. She's a hunter, so she'd been okay. But after the snow fell, then she was like, oh, now I don't know how to feed myself. It's a little scary. And she went for my trap. So she's been home now for 3 days, and she's been so affectionate and lovey. The first day, I didn't leave her side. I was like, just eagle eyes on her. I just kept petting her. I couldn't believe because I'm not going to lie. There were a few times I thought about giving up or I thought about, is this futile? But then I would sort of recircle, regroup my energy and think, okay, I'm going to give it one more shot. So
yeah, I'm glad you followed your gut because I even was like, geez, Chris, let's go get another cat or whatever.
I know.
Like,
you are the only one. And where my sister lives is pretty rural. So I thought, well, maybe it's not even the right cat. Maybe, you know, and there's any number of things that can happen to an outdoor cat in a rural area. So I was trying to wrap my brain around that, but now she's home and I have another fabulous surprise that I'm grateful for. A friend of mine is building me a cat patio. So in the cat world, we like to call them cat catios. so she'll have an outside little spot, but it's actually really big. It's one whole half of my front veranda, and he's just enclosing it in with galvanized steel, and he's putting a door for me and steps and shelves for her to have some fun on. So she'll have
her
outside access very soon. Yes. So I'm so grateful for all of those things because it has just brought me joy. It has lifted me up this week to have her back and to have that special place we built for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah, that makes you needed that. I'm rustling papers around here. Sorry, I was looking at my. I made a little list actually, of like all the things because you know, a lot of things have happened this year. And this show, you know, it's funny. This show started. The Good Morning Gratitude show started with me just sort of doing a technical check on Thanksgiving to take a break from doing the radio shows, and people started calling in. And I was sitting here with Quaid, and people started calling into the show, and we turned it into sort of a show about what you're grateful for. And I don't know if people will do that today because I didn't really promote the show too much. So this time around, if you want to call in, great. We're at 646-787-8537 and press 1 to chat with us. Or in this show, you could just maybe type in the comments what you're grateful for, and we're great with that too. And we'll. But boy, what a year, huh?
It has been definitely what a year and what a couple of years. And so I think that's something that, you know, when we look at what we've individually gone through or even as a society have gone through and are still going through, looking for the ways to find joy and to find gratitude and remembering that gratefulness is still such a powerful tool and still so important. I think that's really what we wanted to just touch base with today and remind our listeners that there's beautiful things to be grateful for. And I know so many of our listeners already have a gratitude practice. They use gratitude daily in their lives, and we love hearing about that. So like Elizabeth said, if you have anything you want to write to us about or call in about and tell us what you're grateful for, we are all ears.
Yeah, we'll be here for just a little bit more. But, you know, one of the things in my life is I'm always just grateful for breath, and I'm feeling it right now too. I'm actually doing this show standing up. I usually sit in my chair and I'm standing up going, okay, breathe, girl. But that's the COVID part, the lingering effects of it. Hang on. sorry about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes me think about when I used to do this show, I would talk about just grateful for breath, having been resuscitated from food allergies. And so I'm one to wake up in the morning and just be like, oh, good, you know, it's a new day. I'm here. I'm alive and well. And this is really sort of bringing that home again for sure, because it is tricky to breathe a little bit with it. I'm going to sit back down actually and grab a sip of water.
Sure. Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing reminds you more how precious the actual, like you say, that breath and just life itself until you have a little shakedown, whether it's food allergies or a little run-in with COVID or anything that gives you a little scare. So we are so grateful that you and your family are on the mend and doing much better. And I know personally I'm so relieved because I love all the things we do together, and I couldn't imagine if anything happened to you. So I'm really glad that you are okay. And I'm grateful for that because the partnership we have and the things we do just does fill my heart with joy as well. So lucky me. So when I think about that,
it's lucky me most of the time. I'm always so grateful for you. And I'm so glad you got your cat back. She puts the Mia in her Mia Mel journals. That's what I keep thinking.
I know. She's back.
We can do journals again.
So to remind people, we create journals, gratitude journals, all success journals, all kinds of journals. They're available on besteveryou.com or amazon.com. And we used the pen name of Mia Mel, which is my little kitty. And of course, Mel, the podcast kitty, who's been in Elizabeth's background for 10 years.
Maybe even more. She's been with us a long time.
So
she's an older cat.
She's so fluffy and so lovely. So they're our little office cats, and we thought it would just be a nice little name and tribute and way to connect the two of us in an author name for our journals. So our journal series is under the author name Mia Mel. So that's a fun fact about us, both being cat lovers, and now we both have our office cats safely in tow. So grateful for our journal, grateful for our cats.
So tell me a few other things you're grateful for. I know it's not Thanksgiving in Canada. You guys celebrate that back in October, right?
Yeah, that's right. We do the second Monday in October. And we do the same thing. We have a feast, and usually it's turkey with stuffing and gravy and all the trimmings. But one thing that my mom did and my grandmother too, and we still do, is at Thanksgiving dinner, we would go around the table from all ages, and everybody would say something that they're thankful for. And I think just that family practice and that family together and closeness is something that I'm still to this day just incredibly grateful for, right? And it was learning gratitude from a very young age, and it wasn't necessarily called that at the time, but we all went around and said things we were thankful for or grateful for. And that was a really special memory with my mom, who's no longer with us, and my sisters and I still do that with our nieces and nephews and their kids every Thanksgiving. So I really like that. So grateful for family. And family for me is not just brothers and sisters. I have a huge extended family as well, cousins, aunts, uncles, and I am just grateful for all of them as well. So that's really high on my list is family.
Yeah, same here. And it's tricky with our kids in college to Maine, and we don't live near extended family here in Maine. And so we get the kids from college, and it's hard to do much more than just get the kids from college and celebrate Thanksgiving and then take them back to college. So our past several years haven't been a huge gathering of Thanksgiving. We just do it here. But my extended family's in Minnesota and Iowa, and then Peter's extended family's in New Jersey and Florida. And I can't imagine how many people that would be to get. It'd be kind of interesting to get both families together. You'd need a buffet center or a banquet room.
Yeah,
it's a really big group. But anyway, so I think about Thanksgiving and everybody, and part of my family's actually quarantined in Minnesota too with COVID right now, and they're all vaccinated as well. Yep.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, it's the same for us. We have family spread out quite a few areas. We have family in the States and different provinces in Canada. And so we don't all get together at Thanksgiving like we used to when I was growing up, because we've all moved to different places in our lives. But another thing I'm really grateful for is the friendships and the friend circles that I have here. And my sister Lisa lives in the same town as me. And some years for Thanksgiving, we have kind of held an orphan Thanksgiving, because for family, it's just the two of us sisters here. And so a couple years ago, just before COVID, I think we had 15 friends over, that's the adults, plus all their kids. My sister has a nice big house like yours, because she's got lots of kids too. So, and it was like the kids were in the basement, the adults were upstairs, and we played crokinole and games and had just an amazing feast for 30 people. And it was a very eclectic group, because some of the friends had not even ever had a Canadian Thanksgiving, because they were, they had moved here from somewhere else. And so I'm really grateful for friends, and I'm grateful for my sister and my family and I ability to host and show love in that way, where we just, and I know you do the same, where you just have people over and you feed them. If I feed
you,
that's high praise. That's high praise. I love you if I feed you.
That's funny. Yeah, we do that too. We have all the kids check in with all their friends and make sure that they have Thanksgiving going on. And if they don't, they come over or have pie or do something with us. And we do a lot of that. And we've gone to other people's houses too for dessert and stuff like that around here. That's always pretty fun.
Dessert. What's your favorite pie? Let's get into the serious stuff. What's your favorite pie?
What pie isn't my favorite pie? I suppose one with nuts isn't my favorite pie, because I'm allergic to nuts.
Okay.
But my favorite pie is pecan pie, and I'm allergic to it. So I have to go from kind of step off that ledge and go to pumpkin like a triple layer chocolate mousse type pie, like a French silk pie, an apple pie, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, now I'm getting all hungry over here, and it's only 7:30 in the morning.
Well,
I do
to a second Thanksgiving,
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm making a pie today. You've talked me into it. I do love a pumpkin pie, and then pecan is probably my second favorite, but I've never made a pecan pie.
Yeah, those are tricky to make really well. My mom makes soup.
Yeah.
I'll give you my mom's recipe. I've got it.
Oh,
but,
yes.
I can't even make that because I'm so allergic to nuts, so... That's
no
my
kidding.
Absolute favorite pie growing up. Yeah, I was that kid who would eat the whole pecan pie. Yeah, yum.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
Right? Yeah. Send me that recipe. Maybe we'll publish it, too, for others. Or maybe it'll just be top secret. The two of us only. Well, I'm sure everyone in your family has it. if it's your mom's.
Yeah. Well, she's kind of, she guards her recipes a little bit, my mom. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
They kind of have to watch her cook, too, because she's one of those cooks where it's like, well, I've got the recipe, but it didn't turn out the way you make it. It's like, well, that's because,
right.
you know, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
There's a couple little pinch of this, dash of that didn't make the card.
Yeah, so funny. All right, yeah. So I'm thinking about the puppies too. That was my other thing I was
yeah.
thinking about. I was just
oh,
so grateful
yeah.
for puppies. They're so cute, Harley and Bahama.
Yeah.
They're 6 months old now, and I get they wake up with such joy and love. It's absolutely
yeah.
adorable. You go in and get them to take them outside, and they're just full of energy and smiles and
yeah.
They're just so cute. Ugh.
Yeah. Aw, love that.
Yeah.
They are. I love the pictures you post of them. They're just, and dogs, all dogs are like that. They are just bundles of love. Like, as much as I love my cat, Mia, she's a little more conservative in the love giving. You know, you got to encourage her a little bit for that purr. But dogs need no encouragement. They just simply are bundles of love. I love how you said that.
Yeah, they're sweet babies.
I'm grateful for those two dogs of yours as well, because I do love seeing all the posts of them playing and having a great time.
We were walking through the garden store before we had COVID, so I guess this goes back to October, and somebody came up to us and they're like, I follow them on Instagram, because I had both dogs with me,
uh-huh.
and we were just doing a little walk on,
yep.
and you know, and I don't, like, do huge Instagram promotions or anything like that, but, you know, you and I have mm-hmm. our, like, cat Instagram for Mia and our dog Instagram
yeah.
for Harley and Bahama. It's just kind of fun, because there's cute pictures here and there,
yeah.
but the lady came up, and she's like, can I get a picture with them? I'm like,
aww.
Sure. It was so cute.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
It was really sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Your
so
dogs
they
are famous,
know them.
But
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it was really cute. I had no idea that you know, you think about how much joy they bring you, but they bring other people
yeah.
joy too. You walk around with them.
Yeah.
And they, even if other people are walking down the street or something like that, they'll stop and they just love the dogs
mm-hmm.
and the kids in the neighborhood all love the dogs and
aww.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Well, I, you know what? That reminds
yeah.
me of just really quickly the community, extended community, like you said, people you don't know. When I posted on Facebook that I had found Mia, I was overwhelmed with the comments of people who had been praying for us and thinking of her and hoping for me. And so it was, you know, people, names that I even sort of was like, didn't know that well. And I was just really, that was a moment of gratitude for me as well. When I was like, oh, I have so many people in my community. An extended community, you know, the social media community, who were just like feeling that shared gratitude with me. And so I was just, that was a beautiful day too, seeing all
yeah,
that love.
I saw
pouring
that.
In.
I was like, oh, that's so nice. I love that when your
yeah.
people show up for you in your social media and so forth. And they matter.
Yeah.
You know, they matter. Mm-hmm. It's an extended family. Like, I was pretty
it
nervous
is.
To post that I had COVID because I thought, you know,
yeah.
when you post something publicly, you're open, you're a target if people
yeah.
want to do that to you. And I didn't want to have negative comments going on in
yeah.
the comment field and stuff like that, because it's COVID
sure.
and it sparks a debate. And everybody was so kind. Everybody was
yeah.
kind. There was not one negative comment that came in. Everybody was just concerned for mm-hmm. my health and my family's health. And
yeah.
that made me feel so much better.
Good. Yes, absolutely. And that's the beautiful side of social media and community that we have built online, is when they are just
yeah.
loving and supportive and kind. So thank you, everyone,
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. And I do hope everybody, we can go pretty soon here. We're just saying hi to everybody. And I do hope everybody did
mm-hmm.
set their scales back 15 pounds. I heard some people were doing 20. That's
yeah.
a lot of weight.
I saw that. You posted. It was so funny. It's midnight. Set your scales back 15 pounds. I'm like, oh, dear. For Thanksgiving. So, yeah, back to Thanksgiving, wherever you are, cooking, preparing, getting ready to eat, getting your elastic pants out, whatever you need.
Pants. Yep, the yoga pants. But anyway, yeah,
yes,
super
right?
grateful for you. I just wanted to share a moment with you, Chris, and just let you know how much I just absolutely love you. I'm so grateful for you. And I'm so happy that you got your kitty cat back. I can just
thank
I can
you,
feel
friend.
It. It's like, oh, there's your world's right again.
Thank you, friend. Yes, it does. It feels like a breath of relief has happened over here again. So it
oh, yeah.
has been delightful.
All
so
right.
once again, for those of you listening, keep gratitude in your heart all day today, every day, all weekend. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. And we hope you enjoyed our little conversation about all the things, health and cats and food and friends.
It's a quick update, yeah. All things gratitude. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And Chris, have a beautiful day. And I'm going to get back to cooking pie.
Okay. Thank you. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you tuned in. Be brave, be bold, be you, and remember to visit us at besteveryou.com.